Today is Monday, the 24th of March, in the third week of Lent. Joanne Boyce sings, "You Are My Hands." As I listen to this music, can I put myself entirely at God's mercy?
Where is my life? My people are dying. This is not what I meant the world to be. Where is my love? My children are crying. So many hearts full of pain and misery. But I set you free so you would be a living sign for all to see that I live, that I live. Should be alive in you. I have no hands but yours. I've given all to you. You are my hands. I live my life through you. Where is the light? There is so much darkness. This is not what I meant the world to be. Where is your faith? These times won't be hopeless if you'd truly give your life to me. I'd show you how to live. Show you how to love for me, then you'd see, then you'd really see. I have no hands but yours. I live my life through you. The written word was meant to be alive in you. I have no hands.
Today's reading is from the Gospel of Luke.
Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown." But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow in Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed, except Naaman the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way.
It's probably true to say that prophets were not and are not particularly easy people to have around. They tell the truth, and the truth can be disconcerting and upsetting to those who would prefer to ignore it, or who are responsible for enforcing the status quo. Think about someone who is a prophet in today's world, someone who is passionate about justice and radical equality, someone who's not afraid to challenge the conventions of society or within the church. Do you know people like that? Can you give thanks to God for them now? It's all too easy to rely on other people being prophetic, but we are all called upon to be a prophetic presence in the world. Think of your own life. How can you be a prophetic and transformative presence? What are the issues which fill you with passion and which you would like to challenge or affirm? Ask God to guide you in your discernment. As you listen again, what strikes you most about the reading? The reaction of the people of Nazareth, or the reaction of Jesus?
Jesus said, "Truly, I tell you, no prophet is accepted in the prophet's hometown." But the truth is, there were many widows in Israel in the time of Elijah, when the heaven was shut up for 3 years and 6 months, and there was a severe famine all over the land. Yet Elijah was sent to none of them, except to a widow in Zarephath in Sidon. There were also many lepers in Israel in the time of the prophet Elisha, and none of them was cleansed except Naaman the Syrian. When they heard this, all in the synagogue were filled with rage. They got up, drove him out of the town, and led him to the brow of the hill on which their town was built, so that they might hurl him off the cliff. But he passed through the midst of them and went on his way.
Spend some time at the end of this prayer thinking about your own prophetic witness. Is there something more that you can do? Some way that you can get involved in challenging unjust structures in society? Talk to God about all this. Glory be to the Father,
and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.